Report: FCC claims Israeli supported Super Bowl ad calling for hostage return drew most complaints. By Dylan Gwynn on April 9, 2024. An Israeli-funded Super Bowl ad calling for the return of fathers captured by Hamas in their October 7 attack on Israel drew more complaints than any other ad that ran during the championship game. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, documents claim. As TMZ Sports reports, the ad, titled Bring All Dads Back Home, conveyed the message, all the dads held in captivity by Hamas for over 120 days, we vow to bring you home. Fans on social media and activists claim the ad lacked FCC-mandated disclaimers, making it clear that the Israeli government funded the content. Interestingly, as TMZ Sports reports, nearly all complaints about the ad used almost identical language. In part, CBS violated FCC rules by not properly disclosing to viewers on all platforms that ads aired during the Super Bowl were paid for by the Israeli government. During the recent broadcast of the Super Bowl, CBS aired an ad that was paid for by the State of Israel, wrote the ADC, a group that describes itself as an Arab American civil rights organization. This advertisement was aired without the proper disclaimers mandated by Federal Communications Commission, FCC, regulations. This not only undermines the integrity of broadcasting standards but also misleads the public by not providing necessary context about the ad's origins. The ADC called on the FCC to take action against CBS, the network that broadcasted the Super Bowl. It is imperative that the FCC take action. Networks like CBS have an obligation to inform the American public when they are selling airtime to foreign governments. And this includes Israel, said ADC National Executive Director Obed Abub. Failure to abide by these regulations will allow for the free flow of foreign propaganda across our airwaves, something that should concern every American. The Israeli government claims Hamas is still holding 130 hostages in Gaza.